What do you remember? What kind of student were you when you were here?
With a lot of hunger to make a difference. Because when I grew up, on one hand, it was B.B. King and Tito Puente and Miles Davis and John Lee Hooker. On the other hand, it was Dolores Huerta, Cesar Chavez, Martin Luther King, and, you know, Mahatma Gandhi. So I just saw that it was both of them. Both of those dimensions were one, which is to learn music, to heal yourself, your family, and this planet, because this planet is very sick with fear. You know, we invest so much time, energy, and money into the Pentagon, which is like the place for fear, you know. And so we made a difference with Vietnam. We were part of the Black Panthers. We were part of the hippie movement to hell no, we won't go, you know, and question authority if it's not enlightened by God. And we're still here, you know, the people from Woodstock, and we're still here to ignite the youngsters to say, hey, you know, don't be complacent and don't be ho-hum. Without brutality or without being vulgar, you know, make a difference. Go and protest the war. You know, we need to stop this war like we did with Vietnam. War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate.
So when you were here, was there music in the classrooms? Did you have that opportunity?
No, the only music that was in the classroom was ROTC, and I wasn't about to wear a uniform for any army. Yeah.
So you didn't have music here. No
music unless you're going to join the ROTC, and that's not the kind of music that I want to play, which is marching music. No.
Was it gratifying for you to see all the music that the school has now?
Oh, it's incredible. My alma mater was the Fillmore. I would go from here to the Fillmore. That's, you know, hanging around with Bill Graham and all the other musicians. What I did learn from here was the principle of caring. Teachers with a lot of passion in their eyes, Mr. Knudsen, Ms. Wada. And I did learn about that. Teachers who were really present with the students, they look at you in the eye, and they look at you like everything else stop, and you matter. And that's why I take from Mission High School. Those teachers who really, really taught me to be 150%, not 50 or 100. You know, those are the teachers that I remember.
So you've given guitars to this school as part of the Kids Rock, right? You've been very generous to your alma mater. What did you hope to change here by giving all those guitars?
Fear, brutality, genocide, suicide. You know, music is harmony and unity. And when a person's not in harmony with themselves, then they do harmful things. You know, if we can change Mission High School to 85%, then we should work on Richmond and Oakland and all the other schools. Because the more you do educate people, especially if we can integrate, without mentioning the word religion, but integrating spiritual values, then you will not see so much violence from police to brown people here in San Francisco. Because I'm very, very aware that the brutality that happens between the police and the people. Trigger happy, you know, Marvin Gaye talked about it, you know. So the more you educate people, the more they have a sense of self-worth, sense of value. The more you value your life, the more you value other people's rights, and you become more, I don't like tolerable. Tolerable means I don't like you, but I'll tolerate you. I don't like that word. I rather like embracing and feeling oneness with your heart and your light.
When you were looking out at all those kids today, did they remind you of yourself?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Remind me of Peter, Cindy, and Eduardo. You know, they're the new architects of tomorrow. You know, their dreams and aspirations. It'll change America to be what it's supposed to be. America is a social experiment. But right now, it's kind of like, Mother Teresa called it, we have a spiritual depravation. You know, we're pretty good with arrogance, and we're number one at nothing. We're number one at nothing, you know? And I can say that. I don't say it when I'm outside in another country. But when I come home, I can say it because it's my house. And I can say that we need in schools, not necessarily Buddha, Krishna, Allah, Rama, but we need spiritual values, not just A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3. Because spiritual values is something that you can uplift consciousness, which is the best thing you can do. Thank you.
Thanks.